Hello, everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to release the biggest block holding you back from your strongest desire? If so, you are listening to the right show, The Secret Power of You, with Terry Christine. Throughout our highly viewed shows, you and all of the other high vibrational people will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. During our show, Terry will naturally work with the energy you hold to resolve your deepest issues. Her intuition is used to sense your blockages and help you eliminate the source of your pain. As an intuitive mentor, Terry has mastered the ability to access her own intuition. This allows her to fully envision the struggle, hurt, fears, and anxiety you are currently going through. She helps you change your life by helping you access your own intuition. She has the ability to help you release the pain from the past, realize more clarity in your future, and to obtain a feeling that life is easy or even improve the income you want. Listen up. To all listeners and followers of Charlotte View Quantum Network, Terry has put together a special package with two options just for you. You ask and we listen. Visit charlotteview.net, look under monthly shows, click on Terry Christine tab, and scroll down to endless possibilities. This is what you want and will give you results. During this segment, learn more about the blocks you take in and the secret power of you. Call in and shift your own energetic blocks and allow room for a more deserving you. To join Terry through her one-on-one coaching, her six-week online program, or her group clearings, please contact Terry Christine, www.terrychristine.com. That's TerryChristine.com. Or find her at Facebook at Terry Christine. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 noon EST, join Charlotte View and listen to our shows by programming your alarm to never miss a show. We have your answers. Go to www.charlotteview.net under monthly shows. Now, discover with us the secret power of you.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to the secret power of you. On this episode, we're going to talk about clear your mind of can't. Have you noticed in your life how many times you have a project or something that you want to do, and immediately you come up with all these reasons why you can't? Or you talk to a friend and you are telling this person, hey, you know, I have a problem in this area. And that person suggests, oh, why don't you try this? And immediately you say, no, I can't. I don't have that. I don't know how to do that. No, I can't. Think about it and feel how those words make you feel, your energy, how it compresses and goes within immediately when you say the word can't. And that awful feeling of restriction that you impose to yourself, guess what? It's not real. It's something you can shift immediately. And now we're going to bring Terry, because she's an expert in dissolving blockages like this, and she can let us know how to do it, the 1, 2, 3, the steps, or the magic to removing these blocks. Terry, welcome to Charlotte View. I'm so happy and excited to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Claudia. It's so good to be here every month with you. I'm so truly excited, and I actually set and we have a new promo at the beginning there, you know, the introduction, and it sounds awesome.
I love it. It's like, oh, after that, it's like you want to jump and you want to laugh and you want to play and you want just to You just want and want.
And to receive. So, you know, recently I've had a little shift myself, and the energies of being, I want to say of owning that, being that, one with that. And I have a 9-month course. I teach people exactly what I do. And I was just talking to a client last night, and I was telling her to be in the space with one, meaning O-N-E and W-O-N. Now, I want to talk about this with you, Claudia, because it really can supersize your business and your abundance and everything that you want to manifest, is that the energy of one and W-O-N, one, is really the same. Because let's think about that. When you won something, W-O-N, that you know you own it now, it's in your hands, it's so exciting. It's me, it's me, it's me. We have this, oh, wow, I'm jumping up and down. Woohoo, yay, woohoo, you know. You're in it, you got it, you won it, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you are O-N-E, you're one with that energy, it's the same. You're in it, you got it, woo-woo-woo, it's me. And so when you're living in that space of excitement that you W-O-N, as you're working with energies, so if there are other intuitives on this call or you know, someone that's supersizing their own gifts, that when you're in that space of O-N-E and feeling W-O-N, that and truly saying, I like this feeling of W-O-N, that you are magnifying and manifesting all of that, meaning that and you're going to love this story. So yesterday I went to a woman's networking. I am a platinum member of eWomen Network. And so I was there, and they have a raffle item. And I said to myself, I'm one, and I won. I am all that and more. So I bought the raffle tickets, and I dropped it in the bag of the item I specifically wanted. There were a couple of other things that I would drop, but I looked at it, and I said, this is mine. I feel I'm so deserving. I have it. So I ended up helping them with the raffle things. And, of course, you know, we picked that. I didn't pick it. Someone else picked the number. And, of course, Terry, you won. And I'm like, I told you I won because I am one. And the table I was sitting at, the number was O-N-E. So you see, yeah. I lived in this space of it all. And of course I won. And I was just, and in the end, living in gratitude. So when you're receiving and you're supersizing that abundance and you're living in that oneness, O-N-E and W-O-N, that don't forget the gratitude of feeling completely grateful for being in that space, for gifting that space, because living in the deserve level, meaning that, yes, I deserve it. However, I'm so grateful that I do deserve it, you know, that oneness of that too. And that's how you can magnificently magnify and manifest what it is that you're looking for. So I want you to play with that, Claudia, until the next time we talk. And you're going to see, and I want you to come back and tell me how it worked for you, because you're going to see it's fun to do, and you'll see all these great things that happen to you. But I wanted to add and start with that, because when we're focusing on can't, it is completely the opposite of the double-edged sword. Now think about that, the double-edged sword. So you got the point on one end and a handle on the other. What side do you want to be on? Of course, the one that we're holding the sword. However, what are you doing with that sword? And so in the end, when you're thinking about I can't, or I can't, I can never have it, can never, you know, that it's just, if someone were to say that, speaking to someone else, the first feeling and the first thought that comes is a hand being held up and you can't move. Your energy creates that when you're saying or feeling that you can't, that you have limiting, something is limiting you. And when you're already limiting and living in those thoughts, words, deeds, and actions of can't, then it never will happen. So then what you do is that you just eliminate the NT, comma, N, or N, comma, T, right? So can. So then some people think that, well, I physically can't do it because, you know, I might have to be a certain height, or I might have to be a female, or I might have to be a college degree in psychology, or I might, you know, whatever, delete, delete, delete. So when I go back to reflect upon years ago when I was working the 9-to-5 job, I remember in the interview when they asked me where I wanted to be. And I said, I want to have 6 figures. I want to be in 5 years at 6 figures. Then they questioned how I thought that I could do that. And my response was, well, why wouldn't I be able to? Are you already limiting my ability to do that? Are you still with me, Claudia? Are you there? I think I lost. Oh, there you are. Are you there, Claudia?
Yes, I am. We have a caller, and I was just taking her name. So she's waiting for you to finish your presentation. Can you repeat your question?
Oh, yeah, because I lost. I couldn't hear anybody anymore, so I must have got lost in the ethers. So I was saying that, you know, they asked me, and then when I had the 9-to-5 and I had that interview, that they were asking me, where did I see myself in 5 years? And I said, making 6 figures. And they kind of, their eyebrows went up and said, what makes you think you can do that? As if I couldn't. But my response was, well, what is it that you're holding me back that I can't? So there, I already set the pace. And when they opened it up, and of course, in 5 years, I was making 6 figures. But there is just, you set the tone of, you know, letting go of the limiting beliefs wrapped around that you can. And I didn't have a college degree. I still don't have a college degree. I have portions of, you know, I went in there for a couple of classes, but I didn't have a college degree. And when I was interviewed for that job, thinking they're telling me what made me think I could do that, when I said, well, what makes me think I can't, my friend? So you're holding me back from that.
Yeah.
So you just focus on that and knowing that, however, because I was stepping into a job that had a salary plus commission, a couple other wonderful, lovely tidbits to it, but you never know as when you're stepping into something, when it's presented to you in writing or a job description or whatever. However, that is not all that you can manifest and magnify. So you need to make sure that, you know, you, when you're stepping into something, it's, you know, what will it take for me to create, you know, a more fluid abundance or creation of with source or, you know, a life with ease and grace and lots of laughter within my position at work. You know, things are like that that you can supersize and magnify, and then releasing that can't and just letting your feelings, your thoughts, your processes, kind of like the water flowing in a stream, you know, pull the oar up out of the boat, and the stream and the water will take the boat down the stream and it'll guide you to wherever, you know, wherever it's going to end. And when you trust into that, and when you're knowing that your energy and your thoughts are, I can, I can, I can, that allows you to move in that direction and you can create all that it is. Let go of what you think is right in front of you with those limiting beliefs, even if it's a job description. If you want more and more and more, somebody else could be terminated or fired, or they could create a new position and put you in it, and there's an extra $30,000 a year.
You know,
it
Terry,
really truly is like that. Yes.
The can't word has so many facets about it. Because sometimes we don't say can't the word, but we have all these different ways of blocking ourselves of doing or of getting what we want. And we're going to talk about those more in detail. But what if we get we bring Jane to the show so she can tell you what she needs to clear her mind of can't.
Awesome.
Jane, thank you for calling. Jane is calling from Canada.
Hi there.
Oh, Jane. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing so great. Thank you so much for taking guided action. How can I help you today?
Well, I feel very blocked in all areas of my life, especially in my career and love life. And I guess I need some energy clearing. Like, what can you identify that's triggering these blocks?
Mm-hmm. So, Jane, I'm already picking up you have a dad block, D-A-D, dad. And those blocks, you know, I'm not sure how much you've listened to the show, but they're created usually before the age of 7. And then what it is, you're born into this beautiful body with the first breath you take, that your experience begins. And so then you as a child are making decisions based on what is happening right before you, because you don't have the adult educated mind that we have today saying, well, I know how that feels and I'm not going to have that happen again. The child decides, ooh, that's happening to me. I don't want that. And then they say, I don't want that. And they can be 3 months old. I don't want that. And then here you are, 20s, 30s, and beyond, and it's the feeling that bubbles up based on what someone else might say or do, and then it's your moment to heal from that. Now, sometimes because you can be so young, it's hard for you to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but then as I work as an intuitive, I pull that up, bring it forward. So let me get the age, and let me tell you what's going on, but it's the strongest ones with Dad, and hang on really quick.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
You've said so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So hang on, Jane. I'm getting 3, but let me just make sure it's really strong. They get like, they said, well, what more are you asking for? So 3. I hear them in my mind. Wow. What's the answer? Hold on.
Okay.
Wow. Well, hold on for a sec.
Okay.
It's in your throat, too. It went right to my throat.
Yes.
So, 3, in your throat, because now my eyes are watering, and it's in my throat, because I'm one with your energy, and sometimes my body will respond to your energy, especially the throat, and I have a burning sensation in my throat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
because my throat chakra is very blocked.
Okay, yeah, there you go. And as soon as you said it, my throat chakra just opened up. As soon as you
you're
said
right
that.
On. Yeah, you're right. On
so perfect. Throat. Okay, Jane, so give me a second, because that was a lot.
Okay.
Made my eyes water.
Okay.
Let me hold on. Oh, you didn't feel safe in speaking up, even at 3. You know, little kids can say, you know, oh, Daddy, look at this. Oh, my gosh. And Dad will say, you know, okay, you know, quiet down. Because, you know, kids, we get, like, really, you know, verbal. We're passionate with that, where there's no fear. So we're running around going, look, Dad, do this. Dad, look at that. And, Dad, I'm smart. And, Dad, you know, look at. And then Dad kind of tries to tone us down. So did you have some challenges where it was children are seen and not heard? Did you have some of that going on?
Yeah, that applied to me when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And even now, like, I'm experiencing that now, too, you know, in my current life, too, and being seen, not heard, like, you know, as well.
Yeah, that is huge, because if your beloved Dad, who I feel that you have this, like, this magnet of love, I feel it right into your solar plexus, I feel like he was, you know, oh, wow, look at Dad. And then being kind of shot down or energetically or verbally saying, you know, quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Yep. You're
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And so here you are finding moments of safety or trying to find those moments of safety, meaning the safety of being able to speak your opinions or your knowledge or, and then, you know, kind of feeling that shakiness. Okay, I'm going to step my foot. I'm going to say, hey, guys, well, I have this idea. What do you mean? We have already done it. And then, oh, stab in my back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So there it is, honey. So we just clear all of the stuff wrapped around Dad telling you to shh, 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 shh.
Well, it was more my mom, actually. Yeah, it was more my mom who was like that than my dad.
Well,
I did, and
that's okay. So I've had some people say, you know, oh, my mom's like that. But remember that it's the child that says what they're going to decide and what they're going to do. And so if your mom was doing that and Dad says, listen to your mother, then dad's like, oh, he's on her side now, right?
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
that's where it can be the double whammy. Mom doing it, dad's on her team, and then we're like, man, nobody's listening to me. I'm really precious. So there, well, let's just clear if we have a moment. Claudia, can I just do a quick clearing on that for her?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure how our schedule is tight today. So, Jane, I want you to take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Okay.
There, my throat feels so much better. Yeah, it went right to my eyes, too. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yep. So, that's okay. Grounding the energy. Feeling stable. Feeling calm. Feeling, I just heard groovy. Yep, feeling like that. Everywhere and anyhow. Exactly. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from raising your voice, raising the octave, raising the elements, raising the throat chakra, expanding the throat chakra, singing like a bird, tweeting like a bird, singing like an angel, singing like a choir, allowing your throat, allowing your words to be heard, be seen, be heard, birth, vice, out there. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from being stifled, chopped down, cut down, curt, cut, leveled, destroyed, smashed, delete, across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from a perfect health and perfect throat, perfect heart chakra, perfect throat chakra, perfect health in those chakras, perfect thyroid, perfect tonsils, perfect energy within the throat. There you go. It just shifted up a little. Perfect energy through the entire throat, top and bottom, left and right, back and forth. Delete, across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping the energy flowing swiftly and freely through the chambers of communication. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from bringing all of that energy up from your gut through your throat, releasing any fear and stagnant energy from the past, from the gut, up through your throat with ease and grace, with ease and grace, with ease and grace, with ease and grace. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. And what I just saw, if I didn't add that, is you'd be throwing up later on.
Okay.
From the gut up. Yeah, there you go. So we got to be careful what we're asking for, right? They just showed it to me. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from the feeling and the essence of being heard, of wanting to be heard, the safety of speaking, the safety of your voice, the safety of the words of your voice, feeling safe in the environment of your voice, allowing your throat and heart to sing, combination thereof. The words are with love and compassion, heart-centered being, flowing in free, through your heart, through your throat, and out to the ears of others. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from supersizing your communication, supersizing your abundance, supersizing your fun and adventure, supersizing your laughter, feeling safe, feeling heard, and feeling seen. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality, and take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How you feeling, Jane?
Oh, I feel wonderful now. That was great.
You're so
just
welcome.
What I needed. Thank you so much
just
for that.
What the doctor ordered.
Really
you're
that.
So welcome. Yeah. So make sure that you connect again with us. Come back next month because I'm always here the second of the month. And also, if I wasn't sure if yours is your first time, we have offers now, brand new offers that I launched that will help you clear doubt and abundance and love. And I mean, there's multiple different recordings there that are special just for the listeners here. So just take a look at that. If it resonates with you, I truly love you and honor you.
Well, thanks again. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. Sure,
and
I appreciate you
too. Thank you for calling. So again, if you want more of Terry, and we all want more of you, Terry, you can go to terrychristine.com. Mm-hmm. Look it up. She has a lot of fantastic prices and packages. And if nothing else, just call her back next month on the second Friday at 12 p.m. And something that is very important that I didn't know, but it just came to my awareness, is that Canada can also call to the show, the 805-830-8344, and it's free because now it's we are connected. So try it, call us, and have fun. So we were talking again about clearing all blockages around can't. And something that I was telling you, Terry, is we have all these different ways of present the same energy of that blockage without even using the term can't. So we have one of our listeners, and she wrote to us and said that she is now looking for a job opportunity, and she doesn't even know where to start. When she's asked, well, what is it that you like to do? She's blank, and she said, well, I don't really know. And so she's doing nothing because she really doesn't know where to go, what to do. And then she doesn't feel she has the qualifications for some of the jobs that she saw. So in her case, she's asking if this is something that you can help her clear.
Absolutely. What was your first name? I didn't hear that.
Her name is Nori.
Nori?
Nori.
Mm-hmm. Nori. Okay. So when I hear people start with, I don't even have to hear her voice. When I hear people start with, I don't know, all of what's in their vocabulary, I bet you she's saying, I think, might, maybe. So what it is that, Nori, you're disconnected from your true trusting within. And so if you're not in that space where I don't know, I can't think, I can't feel it, that you're not trusting within your being. So the first off I would totally suggest is eliminating in your vocabulary think, maybe, might, but, you know, and replace but with however, because that works really well. But being fully mindful of what comes out of your mouth. I find a lot of people that I'll ask them a question, and the first thing they say is, I think, or maybe that was, because think about that. If I'm saying that to you, then I'm not trusting what I'm saying. So when you are believing and trusting within your being, that connection or reconnection to who you are will happen just by eliminating those words. I am, I know, I have, I do. Because you're in it, you know it, it's grounded, that's it. And even if you don't have it and you're saying, I am, I started my journey with telling my sister, I am psychic. And she would laugh at me. I said, no, I am psychic. She'd say, who told you that? I said, I did. So what I would do is I would play games with her every day. And then after a couple of weeks, I would find that, yes, of course, at the beginning of this practice, intuition is practice, that, you know, I wasn't as accurate. But the more I practiced with her every day, and by the time I got 2-3 weeks down the road, my accuracy was very right on. And so then when I would start the conversation with, I am psychic, she stopped laughing at me. So when you say, I am, what is it that you want to be, Nori? Do you want to, you know, do you want to live a life of fun and adventure? Do you want to have a position or a career that fulfills your soul? So when you say, I am in a career that fulfills my soul, I am in the feeling of the abundance of fulfilling my soul, then you're, and when you're saying, I am, right, or I like this feeling of the abundance that fulfills my soul, then you're in that, you're feeling, I am liking it, right? You can't run from that. And then all of a sudden, all the magic happens, and then you need to be mindful of the answers of people are knocking on your door, offering you jobs, or positions are being emailed to you, or you find little notes, you know, on your computer, you know, on your search engine, things come up. I call them little notes, but search engine things come up. But if you're still saying, I think, or I might, you're going to miss all the forest because of all the trees. If you know what I'm saying, all of the answers right in front of you won't be seen if you continue to keep, I think, in your vocabulary. So I hope that helps, because really that is the first step of connecting fully and freely. That is a huge block, and people, it's like what, like I said, you can't see the forest for the trees. Well, that's one of the trees, is that when you're already saying, I think, or might, then you're disconnecting from allowing yourself to fully feel that. So practice that, Nori, a lot. And the next time I talk, you're on, I'm on the show next Friday, or the second Friday of the month, come back and tell me how that works for you, and I bet you magic happens. I guarantee it. I work with clients on a lot with that.
Thank you, Terry. Now, I have one of my own. I am now, I'm studying a new, well, it's not a career, it's a technical career for medical interpreter. And I have always been, I'm going to post it like I'm thinking, and I know it's wrong and false, and everything that I'm saying, I have to change. But I have always been very good at studies, but what I have been finding is that I feel like I can't get all of those terms in my mind anymore. But like, and I know it's a blockage. I know. So what can you help me and people like me when you are doing something to yourself? So, because now that I spoke it out, it's just so clear. But yes, what do I do?
I love that, Claudia. So it's funny because I get flashes in my head, and I'm going to tell you some things that, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and even I get wrapped up in that same sort of situation that you just described. So, and I'll tell you how, and it'll relate right to what you're saying, is the other day I was having lunch with another intuitive, and I was telling her, you know, the biggest challenge that I have in my business is exposure. And she said, what limiting beliefs do you have around that? Isn't that funny? And yeah. I said, well, it's hard. You know, I've been sending videos out, and I do newsletters weekly, and I've been doing this for years, and I am on podcasts and interviews and Hay House and all of that. And she said, but you just said it's hard. Why do you say it's hard? And I'm like,
And you're already there, right?
Exactly. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I said, I get it. So sometimes, you know, and you're intuitive too, sweet pea. And so when you're in this space and we're already saying it's hard. Now in your situation, you've got words that are like, you know, they're 25 letters long and you just gotta try to pronounce that. However, you can turn it into a game. And then you can say to the universe, what will it take for me to have fun with this? What will it take for my mind to grab a hold and instantaneous know and respect and memorize? what would it take for this to turn into a big, fun game? What would it take for me to study less and learn more? Ooh, I would love that. And that I've cleared a lot of limiting beliefs on, Claudia, about studying less and learn more. I had a nurse practitioner take my 9-month course, and she's actually going to graduate from nurse practitioner school. So I call her that already, but she's got a couple more months left. And she was saying, you know, I'm running out of time. I have a full-time job. I'm taking this course, and I'm taking your course, and I'm running out of time. And I said, well, delete. Because we can knit time. Time can stand still for us. And I said, what will it take for you to feel that this is easy, that you can study in 10 minutes and learn as if it was 2 hours? And I have to tell you, by enabling to clear all of the limiting beliefs, remember, because when we start with this is hard or I'm struggling, that we own that. And then we'll continue to struggle or see it as hard. Remember, I was saying 2 years and sitting, and I keep saying this is hard. Delete. So, Claudia, with you, you simply allow and start with the opposite. You know, this is fun. I stepped into this for means of expanding and growing. I stepped into this to expand my knowledge. I'm so excited and feel grateful for this. I am happy to feel this ability to expand my knowledge. I live in the essence of feeling happy about that. So starting with that every day, wake up before you put your feet on the floor. I am living in this space. And then, you have some mom stuff too. So mom must have had some issues about being able to understand things quickly. Did your mom say around the house a lot that I don't understand, or that I never learned, or I can't figure that out? Can someone else come over here and help? Or did she always ask someone else to? Did you find she was gravitating? Can you remember or recall that?
I just remember she had a huge block against learning English. So she would just say, no, I can't. We live in Mexico, so she didn't have the need to learn English, but we all did learn English. But for her, she tried it, and then that block, and she even used the word, my brain is blocked for English. So she stopped and never tried harder.
Okay. So, and I felt as when you were talking to her, I felt a very calm sense of love, like your relationship with your mom, even back then, that you loved her and that you felt like, wow, mom, you were all going to get this, and feeling like we love you so much, come and get this. But then feeling like, well, she's not quite getting this, so I'm going to be okay. So did you feel like, yeah, okay, there you go. So, and with that you, okay. So what I'm picking up is that you're looking at the words as if it was the first time you were looking at English, and then connecting to your sense of mom that this is really hard. I'm not going to get this. Because if you think about it, if you lived in Mexico and, you know, your whole life it was Spanish, and then seeing English for the first time is like looking at medical words, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you're getting the triggers of the medical words reflecting about feeling like it was the first time seeing English, and that shakiness and that whoa. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from letting go, erasing the edginess, the shakiness, the unstableness, the feeling that you can't do it, it's going to be hard, it is hard, from English to Spanish, Spanish to English, from medical to, you know, normal. Medical to normal. You know, delete across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from seeing the words clearly and understanding. That you see the words, boom, got it, and understanding. Feeling easy with the words. Feeling free with the words. Feeling the essence of being free with the words. Feeling the freedom of the words, the medical words. Feeling the freedom of the essence of the medical words. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from feeling freedom. Feeling the freedom and the essence of all words, any words. Feeling the power of words. Owning words. Loving words. Being the words. The excitement of words. All words. Any words. The power within those words. The essence of expansion within those words. The learning and growing with those words. Uncreate. There you go. Transmute and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Wow. I feel emotion right now, Claudia, but the emotion is I'm so happy and free. It's almost when you took your first English test and you got it. I feel this essence in me with you. You got it,
yeah,
girl.
I do. And you got it when you mentioned the word fun, having fun. That's big with me. So we have a caller. And let's bring this person to the show. This is an 831, area code 831, and then 375. Welcome to Charlotte View. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from?
Oh, hi. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Monterey.
From Monterey. Karen, where is she calling from?
California Coast.
Oh, California. I'm sorry, Karen. It was muffled. We didn't hear you. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. I just really like the limiting programs and beliefs that you clear, and the conscious choice and awareness. And I'm currently in love with a man who's in love with me and looking towards spending more time together, looking forward to spending more time together. And I'm just playing with words to see us together and denying separation and so forth and so on, bonding us with words and through the ethers.
So, Karen, it's no coincidence, because I don't believe in those, that we are struggling to hear the words that are coming through your phone. Because I heard something about words and things like that. Because I got part what she said about limiting beliefs and about being with someone, and then I couldn't hear the rest of it. But I also am picking up you have a very strong God block, G-O-D, God. But Finn, can you, I don't know if you need to pull the phone away or speak a little more clearer, because I didn't hear the end about what you said about words.
Okay. I'm playing with words to deny separation and bonding us with words and through the ethers.
Okay. And so what is your question then?
What did you say? You're picking up a God block?
Yeah, you have a God block.
Could you clear
So meaning that, yeah. So first off, I want, because there's, again, no coincidence that you're now you've made it clear that you're playing with words, but then I couldn't hear your words. So that's pretty obvious that the way you're playing with those words is not clear. And it's probably clear to the ones you're playing with or even to yourself, meaning the reflection back from the universe. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. So that in itself is right in your face. that we couldn't hear you with your words. So there you might want to just really define what it is that you're asking for. And the universe might be saying, hey, we can't understand you because I couldn't with your words. And then God boss.
Okay,
I'm
praying for with words and through, with words. I'm praying for togetherness and I'm denying separation and praying for togetherness with my man and being together. Being together, because right now he's off doing some things for business, and I'm praying to be with him. Whether he's doing business and needs to be out, like traveling with him for business, or and living with him, because we're not living together yet.
Okay. So it has a lot to do with. I getcha. And then you said something about. Denying separation.
Yes.
So that has something to do with, because that was like bingo right there. And if you're really focusing on that, you know, the more you focus on that becomes lack, and then you get more of the lack. So you have to be careful with that. And then what is it that you're trying to create other than you want him to be physically present? Because you know we are all one, and the energies of that is one, and the end result is what is that that you're focusing on the end result to be? Is it to be married? Is it to be
married?
So it's to be married. Okay, good, because I love that. I love marriage. I'm not in one, but I love it. I totally support it and would love to have it myself. And when we start focusing on the end result, and
I focus on the end result, but I have to deny or delete the current separation in order to get the end result. I'm just deleting. That's all. I'm not focusing on it. I'm just deleting it. I'm just telling you the process. Most of my focus is on the end result, seeing us together, being together, all kinds of things about together, and bonding through words, feelings, and emotions. Bonding with him, but you know, you have to delete the program in order to create the space for what you want. And so I'm just telling you the process I went through, not what I'm fixated on. I'm focusing on the marriage and being together.
Okay, so in order for you to fulfill what it is that you're asking for, we have to kind of biohack it. So the end result is that you want to be married to this particular person. But when you're married, let's go dig into biohacking, dig deep into the marriage part. You want to be married to feel stability. You want to be married to have someone that you're physically with night after night. You want, which is safety. You want daily to share your fun and adventure.
Right.
So then focus your master manifesting on that and not
Which is what I do. Like I said, I go through all the motions of us being together and doing different things and how that is and all of that. That's what I'm already doing.
Right, but you're missing the point. You're focusing on it directly with him being together with you, laying next to you with you. What I'm getting at is the feeling of that. Like, what will it take to have the feeling of comfort and safety at night? You have to leave it open like that because the universe will fill that space in order you know that's what that takes. Are you with me? No?
No, I sort of lost a step right there.
Me neither.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. Awesome. Thank you, Claudia. So what I'm saying is take the man out of the picture because the man is only one piece of what it is that you're trying to create. Your focus should be on the feelings of what you're trying to create. So the feeling of having him laying next to you at night is comfort and safety, you know, or intimacy, or unconditional love, whatever you want to fill in those blanks. I'm filling the blanks in myself. So what you want to do is, what will it take to be in the feeling of unconditional love night after night? What will it take to manifest and supersize the most amazing, beautiful, intimate relationship that this soul could ever imagine? So you see, I'm taking the focus off of him directly and having you focus on the feeling of that end result. Because when you're, and I know that, but if I don't focus on him, I won't get him. Delete, 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 delete. Because if he is part of the equation, it will automatically smooth in into that. It sounds like you guys have been together for a while, and I'm not sure what he's thinking on his end because I haven't picked up into his energy. But when you're focusing on that, which is the feeling of pieces of that end result, meaning I want to be married, and this is what makes me happy. So then,
no,
that happiness.
That's not it, because I was already happy and fulfilled before I met him. And I don't just want to be married. I want to be married only to him, because he's the right one for me, and we're going to be.
So I'm going to start with no also, because when you responded, when I asked you, I said, what is the end result? And I still asked you a couple of questions, and you said yes to be married. So I'm not forcing any answers upon you. I simply responded based on what you said. So when I was saying biohack, you biohack into the feeling of what it is that you would like to have more of in your life by separating that which you're trying to create with another particular human being is only pushing the energy slower in a more tortoise-like way versus focusing on the energy and the happiness within that can allow that other entity, meaning the man, that which you would love to have, move into it swiftly. Am I saying it clearly, or do you want me to say it another way?
Can I see if I can help you out with what I understood? So what I understand is that when we really want something, the feeling of something is that we should focus within in and bring that feeling inside of us. And what would it feel to, let's suppose that I want to have complete love, this love, unconditional love. So what would it mean to have this unconditional love within myself? Doing that and not focus on how would that mean to bring that person or someone else into the feeling, because then we are creating these cores or contracts with that person that they can actually not fulfill what we really want. Is that what you were
trying?
Perfectly said.
I was just biohacking it from focusing on the feeling. But yes, I love the way you explained it in a different way. Did you get that part, honey?
Well, she hung up, so probably she didn't. Because I think she wasn't really open to have him seen in a different way.
Yeah, the challenge is that when someone wants something and they're saying that they're using words, and again, there was no coincidence, we couldn't even understand her words at the beginning, so it's how she's using those words. And then I always tell people that when you hear something from someone and you instantly respond with no, that's the key element right there that you need to look at on why there's resistance right there. Because the first thing is that if someone is explaining something a little differently, then that answer would be, let me think about that.
Yeah.
So that way, your spiritual, your mind, your body, and everything that's related to all of that can process that which you pushed away from. And so it's only a matter of using the words, again, as we couldn't hear her at the beginning, the very beginning, and there was the challenge, is that if she was trying to explain how she wanted to manifest him, and then using words, and those words weren't clear, and then as we were explaining to her, then she wasn't clear because she was saying no, 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 no. So there is right there all the blocks right in front of her. I loved the fact that, again, seeing the forest through the trees, is that when it's right in front of you, then it's like, wow, there is all of that right there. You see what I'm saying, Claudia, where we couldn't hear her and then the resistance
saying. Now, you mentioned something that it's really interesting, and I wanted to go a little bit into that. What does it mean, or how does it feel, or how does it manifest to have got blocks, G-U-T, got blocks?
So what happens is that when, again, we're moving into this body with no education, no, you know, the mind of a child, is that with every breath they're deciding how they want to deal with life. So there could be 3 months old and in a crib and they're crying, mom, come and get me, crying, mom, come and get me, crying, and mom's downstairs cooking or on the phone and she doesn't hear the baby crying for 20 minutes. And then at that moment, the baby decides, I'm abandoned. So then what happens is that it can happen a couple of times, or maybe one so profoundly that the baby feels abandoned and falls back asleep because I'm abandoned. Then those feelings can be triggered when they're even like 10 or 20 or 30 of being left alone for 20, 30, 40 minutes. They feel abandoned and they're telling their sister or brother, you know, don't leave me. Why are you leaving me? Hold on. I, you know, give me some time. I'm coming, you know. And so then what happens, and let's take it to the God part, because I wanted to take that in a deeper level when you're even 3 months old. So let's say that, and this has happened with some of my clients, is that you're very young and you're experiencing something that both mom and dad are arguing. And you're on the floor and you're, as a child, deciding how you're going to deal with this argument. And then you love both parents very much because they're very attentive to your needs. They talk to you. They love you. And they show that. So the child decides, well, dad is not listening to mom. Because remember, it's a child deciding in their head, dad's not listening to mom, but dad loves me so much and loves mom that it's not dad. So it's mom. And mom's arguing with dad, but I know mom has always been there for dad, cooks dinner and takes care of us. So it's not mom. So who else could be causing all this pain in my family? And then we look up. We put our hands out. We are still fully connected to all this energy, and we say, it must be you, meaning the energy, God, essence of. And so what happens is that I'll have people that have a God block. What they'll say is, well, I'm working on this energy. I've cleared myself. I got the love of my life. But then there's something there. We're always in struggle. So I know I've worked on myself. So it's got to be God. It's got to be that. It's got to be the essence of that, because I know that God wouldn't put me in this position. I've heard this before. God wouldn't put me in this position if he loved me. Or God wouldn't do this because I've been working on myself so much. And I've heard about, you know, when we're young, when we come in and there might be some abuse. And the child says that God's not there for me. Why would he want a child to suffer? Why would he want me to suffer? I can't believe I'm dealing with this. There is no God. I've had many women come to me. I gave up on God a long time ago. Yeah, and that's a huge God block. So depending on where she was bringing that in with her relationship, that she felt, you know, she was being triggered with some God stuff of not being able to get what she wanted with manifesting or using the words, or, you know, or she could have been manifesting quite profoundly, and then this is the only thing that she can't get what she wants. And so there it is, like, why isn't God, you know, God's, you know, and God is just a word. So I'm not religious in that content, but I use it as a label. So it can be higher source, self, light, you know, love, the big kahuna, whatever you're choosing to call that. And so there is where she was being triggered with God blocks on what it is that she was trying to manifest, which was the end result of being with her partner.
Yeah.
You see how that can be profound?
Yeah, no, and I think in some level we all have some of that block in some areas of our lives, because just like you said, it's not that you don't believe in source and a higher self or God or whatever. It's that some part of you do not believe you have the right connection or the right inspiration from that, so you doubt that.
That's right. So, you know, we are from source, and then we have the mom and the dad that we think that's from our source if we're not quite awakened. And so until we start realizing there's more than just the physical beings right in front of us, then we open up to trusting and knowing, and then that's when some more things can happen, and those doubts, right? The doubt of, you know, is there a God really there helping me? And, you know, a couple of years ago, I even had my own trigger with God, per se, the source, because I opened up to wanting a relationship, so we're back to relationships, and I had just gotten out of one very short one. And then I remember being on my knees saying, I've worked on myself so much. It's now time to allow myself to receive unconditional love from a partner. I trust and know that he's there for me. I trust and know that you will show him to me. And I was feeling that and living in that space. 10 days later, I met someone on a trip when I was in Mexico. And, yep, in Mexico. And it was so quick, you know, that within those first 4 days, he was following my family around and saying he wanted to be with us. And he was so grateful to be with us. And he felt wonderful. And I did a little clearing on him. And he was able to let go of the past from his marriage, the divorce that he had 2 years before that. And so now he looked at me as this savior, someone who helped him. And then we continued having a relationship on the phone. He lived in Canada, and I lived here in Maryland. But then I was getting triggered by some things that I saw as patterns from a past relationship. And I would tell him, but to end the story so it's not very long, that those patterns were accurate, that I was picking them up, and he wanted to deny what I was picking up. So then the relationship went downhill very, very quickly, and I was hurt very deeply, because then what I did was I turned it all on God. Mm-hmm. I trusted God. I sat on my knees saying, I will trust the next person, show him to me. And within 10 days, I got this gorgeous, awesome guy right in front of me telling me how great I am. And I was so angry, so angry. It took me months, because I'm like, I opened my soul, I opened my heart to this because I trusted God to present this person. But then I realized that it was another pattern that I had to heal from, that I had to look at, and in order for me to get the one, you know, or one of, that I needed to heal from that, and God was just showing me another avenue of healing. But I turned it all around and blamed God. But I let it go, and once I realized truly what it was, but there God block came up.
Well,
yeah. And it can, and it can be in things like that. Go ahead, Claudia.
No, yeah, I was just going to mention that many times we we present those things and we ask God for things that are not really for our greatest good, or in such a way that is not what we really need, and the opportunity will present for you to get that what you're asking, and then go back to, just like in your example, is like, okay, for I asked for a great relationship that I would be loved, and then here comes this person and I don't get it. I don't get that great relationship that I would be loved. And then just what you said today during the program is that it goes back to you. We have to understand that the first person that we need to be in love with is ourselves. And if we project that to anybody, anything, any whatever outside of us, it will never work out. It will always come back to bite us in some way. But that's what life is. It's just this opportunity to experience until we continue experience, and then there's other experiences to happen. So,
yep, exactly. I'm totally on you. Right, yeah. Right.
So, well, we have reached the end of today's show, and it was a really interesting one. And again, we are going to have you back in November the 10th. And I just wanted to let people know to pay attention to your schedules. If you're calling from outside of the United States, and on November 5th, we are changing clocks. So just pay attention to that and adjust your times accordingly, because the rest of the world either change another time or don't change at all. So, but we will have you back at 12 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. on November the 5th.
Beautiful. Thank you. I look forward to it. And I am truly grateful and honored to be here with you, Claudia, always, and everyone that comes in to listen. And I hope that even though it may have been that she hung up, that I think I can't remember her name now, that she
Karen.
Felt it was against her. Karen, there you go. That she felt it was against her, but it was really for her. And to,
yeah.
And then to see where she was struggling. Yeah.
And it will happen, and sometimes it just takes time, or two or three or 1,000 people to tell you the same thing until we learn. So just all our blessings to her and to all the callers and all the listeners, and to you, Terry, because you have such a good heart and such a beautiful way of playing with the energy that I just love. So I love you, and I'll see you back in a month. And have a beautiful weekend with your family, with everybody around you.
Thanks, Claudia.
Weekend for everyone listening.
Yep. Love everybody. Love you all. Ta-ta for now.